thanks to the wonderful grace of the Lord, we can get together to worship the Lord on this Holy Sabbath day.
我们感谢主的美好的恩典，所以我们今天能够在这里来聚集来敬拜他。
The True Jesus Church need to restore the church in the apostolic time.
真耶稣教会的使命就是要恢复，在使徒时代的教会。
Apostolic church was set built up by Holy Spirit itself.
使徒教会是被圣灵所建立。
True Jesus Church is also built up by Holy Spirit itself.
真耶稣教会也是由圣灵亲自建立。
There are so many reasons why, at the very beginning of Apostolic Church, the Holy Work is so, was so prosperous.
使徒教会刚开始的时候，圣工非常兴旺，这有很多的原因。
One of the reasons is that Holy Spirit came down to them mightily.
有一个重要的原因是因为圣灵降到他们身上，带着能力。
When the Holy Spirit came down on them, they were able to love one another.
当圣灵降临在他们身上的时候，他们就可以尽力来爱对方。
So a lot of people sell their properties and they live together.
甚至有人把他们自己的财产卖掉，然后在一起来生活。
So one of the reasons that church can be prosperity, not only the power of God, but also that they have love in among them.
另外一个他们教会能兴旺的原因，除了神的能力之外，另外还有一个是他们中间有爱。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
使徒行传第二章第四十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
使徒行传二章四十七节。
Let's read. Acts 2:47.
使徒行传二章四十七节。Praise God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Bible here says that the Lord multiplied the people over there.
这里讲到主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Because at that time they lived together and shared everything together.
因为他们在一起生活，一起分享所有的所有东西。
Because the Holy Spirit, the love of God, moved in among them.
因为圣灵在他们中间运行。
Today, if our Kanoka Park Church is a church of love,
如果我们今天很多家教会如果是爱的教会的话
，We can notice that naturally many people will be attracted to come to this church to worship the Lord.
我们会发现自然而然就会发现很多人会吸引到来这个教会来这里来敬拜神。
So we pray that the love of God can continue moving among us.
所以我们继续祷告，祈求神的爱能够继续感动我们。
Another key to prosper the church is the miracle of God.
当然，一个让教会兴旺的方法是神的神迹。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 14.
你看《使徒行传》第五章第十四节。
Start from verse 12.
第五章十四节。
Start from verse 12.
从十二节开始读。《使徒行传》第五章十二节。The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. 13. No one else dared to join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. 14. Nevertheless, more and more men and womenBelieved in the Lord and were added to their number.
Here, the Bible also continues saying that many people was added to them because there was a great miracles performed in among them.
这里讲到他们的信徒增加很多，是因为有很多的神迹奇事。
At that time, not only people who cannot walk raise up to walk.
不光是没有办法走路的人能够站起来走路。
Holy Spirit working so powerfully that even a word from Peter, those who deceive Holy Spirit die immediately.
甚至因为圣灵的能力，彼得只要讲一句话，那些欺骗圣灵的人就会当场死亡。
Many people who were possessed or who were sick, when they brought to the church, they all received the grace of God.
生病的、犯鬼的，都能来到教会的话，都能得到医治。
And they, when they pray to God, say, God, may you manifest your signs and wonders in among us according to your name.
所以我们要祷告，向神祷告，请求神按他的，让降下神迹奇事来荣耀他的名。
Indeed, if we have great miracles occurs in Kanoka Park Church, we can see that many people will be drawn to the church.
如果我们教会能有大的神迹发生，我们就会发现有很多的人会来加入我们。
The third reason why the church can be prosperous, it is because the good worker of God.
所以三个教会能够兴旺的原因，是因为教会的工人。
Let's read Acts chapter 6.
我们来看《使徒行传》第六章。
Chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Verse 1.
第一节， 使徒行传第六章第一节 In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because of their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
Verse 1 says that at that time many members were increased.
这时候第六章第一节讲到那时候的信徒天天增加。
Please read verse 7.
我们再读第七节 Verse 7. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
See, from verse 1 to verse 7 is a frame. It starts to talk about the number increase and ended talking about the number increase. Even some priests believe in the Lord.
我们看第六章的框架是从第一节看讲到门徒增多，到第七节讲到说门徒增加的甚多，并且有祭司也来信了这道。
Now how come it reads that there are more people and then more people was adding to them and between verse 1 and verse 7 we're talking about two kinds of workers.
所以我们看第一节到第七节又正进入了一个层次，因为这中的差别就是因为工人的差别。
There were two kinds of workers recorded over here.
在这里有两种的工人，记住。
First worker is the 12 apostles.
第一种工人就是十二使徒。
Let's read verse 2.
我们来看第二节 ,verse 2. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
3. Verse 4. Please jump to verse 4.
第四节 ,4. And we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
Here,of course, the church talk about there's a problem, yeah, because there are too many members. There were complaints to one another.
这时候教会有一个问题，就是因为有太多的信徒，他们就在中间就有怨言。
Because they live together every day, they have a provision to the to the brothers and sisters, and then some widows was neglected, some Greek widows, some Hebrew, some Jewish people who speak Greek.They were neglected.
因为他们都在一起生活，所以他们教会有提供他们的生活，但是就有一部分人会因为被忽略了。
When complaint come to church, sometimes it's unavoidable.
当怨言来达到教会的时候，有时候是没法避免的。
When complaint come to church, it will become even though it's a problem, but this problem can be solved. Not only will solve, even help the church grow. Then there must be a reason for that.
教会的问题如果能被解决，并且能够帮助教会的成长的话，那就一定有它的原因。
The problem is the Bible from verse 2 and verse 6 talk about to really apostles make the right decisions.
圣经这第六章第二节到第六节就讲到使徒们正做出了非常正确的决定。
We notice that when Jesus was on earth, he did not set up a church, a single church.
我们知道主耶稣在来到世间的时候，他并没有建立任何教会。
Why?
为什么
？Because we know that by definition, church that was the people who saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. At that time, Jesus Christ did not shed his blood yet.
因为按教会的定义是主耶稣用血买来的弟兄姐妹。
Now Jesus trained these 12 apostles and the rest of them for a special purpose.
所以当时主耶稣还没有流血，为那他这时候之所以选拣选门徒是有一定的用意的。
That's in the future, the church can be set up by his followers.
并且以后这十二个门徒，并且他跟随主耶稣的人，就可以来建立这个将来的教会。
So in Book of Ephesians says that the church was built on Jesus Christ, provided with apostles and the prophets.
所以，我们
on the rock of Jesus Christ, no, and then also apostles and prophets.
所以以弗所说说教会是建立在基督的基石上，并且有先知跟使徒。
Jesus has the cornerstone, no? And also based on that cornerstone, we all follow the teachings of apostles and prophets.
主耶稣是房角石，因为这个房角石，我们就按来遵守先知跟使徒的教导。
Today, the same token, the Lord used a lot of workers in His kingdom so that the church of God can be reaching out.
今天同样的道理，神用一些他的工人在这里来把他的福音传到。
So Jesus says that you shall behold all the fields are full of harvest. You shall pray that the Lord send out His worker to do the job of harvest.
主耶稣说，看哪，我们这个所有的田地都已经开始，稻子都已经长好，我们现在要送人去收割。
So we shall pray that the Lord always move in among us, so the Lord can raise His own worker in among every local churches.
所以我们要向神祷告，请求神来感动我们内心，让所以各地的圣工都来大兴旺发展。
And The apostles, your job, the Bible over here says that, you know, they figure at the very beginning, they got to care so many administration work.
使徒们刚开始他们要担任很多的管理的工作。
Then there are so many people that they increase about this time, about 8,000 members already.
那个时候因为人数被倍增已经到8,000多人。
Now 12 people is so difficult to take good care of 8,000 people.
12个人没有办法来管理这8,000多人。
So what are they going to do? They say that, you know, the best way is that in among you, you choose 7, so that they can help to serve the table.
所以当时最好的方法是说，在弟兄之间拣选7位的来管理这些饭食。
They say their major work is to pray and is to preach the gospel.
我们的专心的，我们的工作主要是要祈祷跟传道。
Brother and sister, today, our 2G Church Direction also try to follow this way.
弟兄姐妹们，真耶稣教会今天的方发展方向也是要跟按照圣经上这么讲的来做。
Today we have 20 house of prayer and churches in the United States, about 20.
我们今天在美国，我们有20个教会及祷告所。
We have about 8 full-time ministers plus 1 TTP students.
我们有8位全职的传道人员，还有1位神学生。
If you come together, you will notice that, you know, we are lack of workers for sure.
如果我们仔细看的话，我们发现我们工人当然是不够。
And Pacifica Church member told me that they only see their minister once per quarter.
在北加州的时候，那个太平洋教会他就告诉我们，他们一个季度只能看到他们传道一次。
There are some believers still do not know who are their resident minister.
很多的信徒甚至都还不知道他们的注目传道是谁。
This is a fact. This is a fact.
这个是事实。
Brother and sister, we do not like to see this kind of thing occur also.
虽然我们不愿意发现这种事情发生。
You notice that when every year we sort of recruit TTP students, we cannot recruit anyone.
每一年我们都试图在招神学生，但是我们却招不到人。
From 2 years ago, we tried to recruit 2, but since now the deadline is September 31. I record it right. Still nobody registered wanted to be a student of TTP.
2年前我们就开始在招2个，有2个名额，但是到我们到现在马上就要截止，却还没有一个人来报名。
And do we worry about it?
我们有没有担心呢?
Actually, personally, I don't worry that much anymore.
实际上对我个人来说，我并没有很担心它。
Everything is in the control of God.
因为所有的事情都是在神的手里。
Actually, our church developed direction is in the control of God.
我们教会发展的方向就是在神的手里。
Through the history of our 2G church, it's always like ministers cannot match up with the church numbers. For some reason.
在真耶稣教会发展的历史，我们可以看一看，我们的教传道人员的数目从来就没有办法来满足信徒的数目。
Not because now we do not have financial power. Actually, maybe in the past we may lack of financial power. Now it is not because we lack of financial power.
并不是因为我们没有这个财政的能力，因为以前我们可能财政上有困难，但是我们却现在不是这样子。
But it is the God who calls his worker. Not anybody like to serve for God. He can be the worker. No, it's different in the church.
在我们教会，只有神他才可以来宣召呼召他的工人，我们不是其他的人可以选召的。
And then their job, the Bible says, apostles' job, their job is really praying and evangelism, praying and missionary job.
圣经上说，传道的职务就是要祈祷跟传道。
I also personally noticed one thing.
我也注意到一件事情。
If the church worker, including myself, we do not pray enough.
我注意到，如果教会的工人，包括我自己，如果没有足够的祷告的话，
You can see there are a lot of problems may occur in the local church.
我们就会发现本地教会就有很多的问题。
If the worker, including myself, we pray hard, as in one accord.
如果工人包括我自己，如果有努力祷告的话，
We can see that the problem of the church will be less.
我们就会发现我们教会的问题就会少得多。
Because eventually you notice that we are not fighting with any worldly event or worldly people. We are fighting with the spiritual realm. Why fighting with the principality and power, Satan, that is Satan, yeah?
因为与我们作战的不是世上的东西，而是在属灵的东西，属灵气的鬼魔，是他们的，为他们的能力而作战。
So apostle was aware of this problem, you know, our job is really do missionary and evangelist work.
所以使徒们知道这个问题，所以他们就说，他们的职责就是要祈祷跟传道。Therefore,
we should elect some people to in charge the daily affairs of the church.
所以我们要选举一些人来管理日常的饭食。So,
brothers and sisters, today our church council member was like the servants that was elected at that time.
所以今日弟兄姐妹们，我们的职务会成员就是相当于这7位来服侍的人。
They were the decision maker for the Lord. Holy Spirit make decision with them, so that they try to, you know, guide the direction of the church.
圣灵来感动他们，能够做出决定来带领教会的方向。
And they themselves need to be very self-motivated. They got to pray harder than anyone else.
这些 这些人也应该很主动的来祷告。
So that, you know, the church can be directed to the right direction.
所以教会能够被带领到正确的方向。
Really, when we went to a church, which workers are very, very, very strong, who have a very strong worker at that local church, we see it is different.
如果我们去一个本地教会，工人非常用功的、非常用心的教会，我们就发现教会很不一样。
Once upon a time, there were some speakers come to a local church.
有一次，一个讲道人来一个本地教会，来到一个本地教会。
That he shared his own feeling.
他就跟大家分享他的感觉。
It's very strange when I come to your church, yeah. For some reason, I feel like even though I talk about the same sermon in different local churches, but when I come to this local church, I see that you know there's difference over there.
他说我到不同的教会讲道，讲的道理是一样的，但是到这个教会，我却感到有很多的不一样。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because just you can notice that many prayer men and women in that local church.
因为在那个教会有很多的。弟兄姐妹们能够辛勤的来祷告。
Before the services, a lot of people has been praying for a while.
在聚会之前就已经有很多弟兄姐妹在祷告。
And therefore, you can see that everybody is ready to hear the words of God.
我们就可以看到，大家都为已经准备好心来听神的道。
Holy Spirit moved in among them.
神的灵就来感动他们。
Words can indeed cut people's heart at that time.
神的话语也就能够进入到我们的心中。
So the apostles and the seven people, the 12 and the seven people.They work as one. You can see that the more people was added to them.
所以这十二使徒跟这七位服事的人在一起工作，这样子我们就会看到更越来越多的人加添给这个教会。
So that's read verse 3.
我们再来看第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节。
Please read.
Verse 3. Brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
5.
第五节。5. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, and a convert to Judaism.
Here, the Bible says that the qualification to choose these seven.
这里讲到这七位服事的人的资格。
Number one, of course, one of them is a good reputation.
首先，他们要有很好的名声。
Because the church worker represent the church, yeah.
因为教会的工人代表教会的形象。
In the Ecclesiastes says that if there's a dead fly rest in among the perfume, all the perfume will become smell bad.
在传道书中说，有一位如果香油中有一个死苍蝇，整个香油都会被毁坏。
If the work of God from a church is bad, the whole neighbors, the whole everybody say, hey, how come you choose your church is like this?
如果工人中有一个坏的话，别人就会讲说，为什么真耶稣教会有这种坏的工人？
So you see, even the full-time worker in True Jesus Church, if they make serious mistakes, no matter how much gift they have, they cannot continue to serve in the church, yeah?
我们在真耶稣教会的发展历史上会看到，不管即使是全职的传道人员，如果他们犯了错，不管他们有多大的能力、多大的恩赐，都是要被停止，不可以再做工。
Good reputation is not a person try to do something on purpose so that.You know his fame. People can all know his good deeds. It's not like that.
好名声不是一个人去努力去争取来的。
Good reputation is that you do something humbly. You do something in secret. But you know what? All the good things, yeah. Really, sometimes people will simply learn that. Will know eventually.
好的名声是你做，你非常谦卑的做事情，非常秘密的做事情。但是因为圣灵把这些事情显露出来，大家都知道。
Really, I mean, in our church, we see so many wonderful brothers and sisters.
真的，在我们教会，我们看到很多美好的弟兄姐妹们。
A lot of people work privately, humbly in their own corner.
很多人都私下的、很谦卑的来做工。
You know, no matter what kind of status they might have in the society,
不管他们在社会上有什么样的地位。
Once upon a time, I went to a local church.
有一次，我去一个本地教会。
I noticed that brother was sweeping the floors in the restroom.
我们发现一个弟兄就在厕所里面来打扫卫生。
Later I noticed that, wow, he himself have like more than 100 employees.
我后来才知道他自己本人就有100个，他的手下有100个雇员。
Maybe in his office, yeah, he have many people clean stuff for him.
可能在他的办公室里面有很多人来帮他打扫。
But you know, he can serve, no problem.
但是他却可以来这样子来服侍神。
The Bible here says that the worker need to have wisdom also.
圣经上也讲到说，工人需要有。
This wisdom is coming from above.
这智慧是从上而来的。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
我们来看雅各书第四章。
Chapter 3.
雅各书第
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
verse 17.
第十七节
17 verse 3, 3 verse 17.
雅各书第三章第十七节
Please read.
James chapter 3 verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
18.
十八节Peacemakers who sow in peace raise the harvest of righteousness.
The wisdom we are talking about is not worldly wisdom.
这种智慧我们来讲的不是从世上而来的智慧。
This is from above. This is from God.
而是从上头而来的，是从神而来的。
Really, a person full of this kind of wisdom, they will be very peaceful, very gentle, very merciful, have a lot of good fruits of Holy Spirit. Yeah.
这样子的人会有很多的和平、温良、柔顺，还有很。也有怜悯，并且很能够多结善果。
Again, in our church, when the church member increase, there are problems occur. There will problem occur in the church.
同样子，我们教会的成员增加的话，我们教会就会有问题。
The worker needs to have God-given wisdom to solve the problem.
教会的工人就需要有神给的智慧来解决这些问题。
If we do not have God wisdom, yeah, you only use human wisdom, maybe it will make the event even worse.
如果我们没有从神而来的智慧，而凭自己从世上的智慧。我们就会让事情越来越糟糕。
Of course, eventually, the worker need to have the need to have the fullness of Holy Spirit.
最重要的就是工人要有属灵圣灵的充满。
In this year's Deacon and Deaconess's ordination ceremony.
在这一次的执事的案例的典礼上
，a worker share with them.
一个工人跟他们分享
，say, you know, maybe we feel like.We are not eloquent. We are not gifted. We cannot do anything for the church.
可能我们觉得我们自己并没有很多的，并不会讲道，也并没有很多的恩赐，没有办法为教会做多少事情。
One member said, "If you can do one thing, that will really benefit the church."
但是如果你只要做一件事情，能够让教会得到好处
，That is, you become a man of prayer.
就是你可以成为一个祷告的人。
Mobilize the church to go to that direction.
你只要这样子做，你就可以让教会按照神的方向走下去。
Then the church will become a very godly church, a very strong church.
整个教会就会变成虔诚的教会。
Really, there's no secret, no key in our church for our
development. 教会没有什么诀窍，发展没有什么诀窍。
This church is set up by Holy Spirit.
这个教会是圣灵所建立的。
God is looking for anyone who has fullness of Holy Spirit to carry out His divine will.
神就来寻找任何有圣灵充满的人来完成他的使命。
Before our election, our GA meeting, general meeting, just use these words for mutual encouragement.
所以在我们的信徒大会之前，我们就用这些话来跟大家做相互的勉励。
Now we shall kneel down and pray together.
现在一起跪下来祷告。
May the Lord continue to guide us and help us.
愿神继续来带领我们。
Let's all pray.
我们一起来祷告。